So, we're supposed to do Home Alone.
But I realized 5 minutes into this movie that I ain't a fan. And Jen and I, well, mostly Jen, didn't want me to rant for however long I really could go on about how awful the whole McAllister clan truly is. Like,
I mean, and once again, I do not disagree with that at all. Like, that family is absolute trash. Especially Uncle Frank.
oh God.
I would.
Stealing salt and pepper shakers from the airline.
He called my child a jerk. Like, the way he spoke to Kevin, I'd have been like, okay, you and your whole family, you gotta go. Especially.
I hate that Kevin legit wasn't doing anything. His brother tries to throw up on him, so he
Right.
pushes his brother out of the way. Isn't that a normal reaction if somebody's about to throw up on you? Protect yourself.
Would be for me.
Would
It's a
be for
natural
me.
instinct.
So we've decided instead to have a little more holiday fun. God, I've got shit everywhere in this house, people. Mazel. Have a kid, they said. The holidays will be fun, they said. They fucking lied. That's just it all. These aren't grays you're seeing popping out of my hair as we speak.
It's all good. It's
And
all
also,
good.
do you have to wrap your child's Christmas present?
I mean,
Asking for a friend.
he won't care at this age. He just wants the toy. It doesn't matter.
True. Because we might be there, guys. We might be.
It might come to that.
Oh, sorry. Don't mean to yawn at all of you. He's been fighting a 102 fever, so sleep has been negligible in the household, y'all. So we decided that Jen and I would drink of Z-Nog and
Cheers.
quiz of the horror movies. So we're going to ask each other some trivia movie questions of the horror Christmas genre. I took even years, she took odd. So that we wouldn't overlap on questions about specific movies.
Which
And yeah.
sounded like a great idea until I started looking at Christmas horror movies, and I was like, oh my God, most of them are on the even years, but it's fine.
To be fair, Jen assigned the years. I
I
just
did. And
like to go on record.
I actually almost gave you odd, and then I was like, oh, I wasn't thinking about any particular movie. I was just like trying to split it up.
Oh, see, I thought because Krampus was like your number one, you were trying to get Krampus, so that's why you took odd. Oh.
No, I had no movies in mind. I was gonna say you get odd first, and I was like, that sounds mean for some reason. And so then I was like, you get even, and then
And
also
now that
odd.
you've done it, you're like, yeah, that would have been
That
me.
would have been amazing. I should have done
You're like, that bitch got a couple great movies in her
All
life.
the good ones.
I did. I'm not gonna lie, some movies I'm excited about. So, would you like to ask the first question or would you like me to?
I will ask. No, you should ask the first one because you have more questions than I do.
Yeah, I did 15.
Look, I said that when I did not know what the I
Yeah.
tried for that. I did not know that my options were going to be limited. Okay, go.
It's okay. What 1974 movie had an original title of A Stranger in the House?
What Christmas?
Correct.
Boom,
Jen
boom,
gets
boom.
point.
Beep, 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 beep. All right. Let's see. Shh. By the way, if you have not heard our Black Christmas episodes, please, please go listen to them. At least Black Christmas 2019. Even though that movie was absolute garbage, we had
And
so
that's
much
on
fun.
your list of years, so you could have asked a question or two from
I'm nope. I'm good.
Stellar.
I figured you were you the one time we watched it was a year ago. You're not gonna have any we're not gonna know any trivia for that.
Sure, I would have known the main guy. How did they rope him into this?
God, that movie's trash. Okay. All right, your turn.
Okay.
Shannon
No.
was
Oh,
what?
yeah.
Go. Shannon Elizabeth's first action role was in not action. Yes, first movie role was in what 1997 Christmas horror movie?
Shannon Elizabeth. I do not know.
Jack Frost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the Michael Keaton Jack Frost of 1998. Can you imagine being a parent and putting that one in? And you're like, when does Michael Keaton come in?
Yeah, that's what I've wondered the whole movie. This 2016 Shudder exclusive showed a young boy's obsession with his nanny going horribly wrong.
Oh, we just watched that one. Better watch out.
Yes.
Woot.
That's I feel like the movies in my decade were a lot easier. Even your movies. Yeah. There's some classics in here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like I'm going to get a 0 out of 0 on my form.
I was trying. I was trying to find what little... It took me like half an hour to find these 7 questions. And I was like, what is happening? What fictional town does A Christmas Horror Story take place in?
Something stupid.
I can give you a hint. I don't know if you know this other movie. So it's a fictional town, but it's used in 2 other things. It's used in Orphan Black, the show, and Ginger Snaps. I don't know if you're familiar with Ginger Snaps.
I have seen it all of once, and that was during a watch party, and I was blitzed out drunk.
Same. I mean, except the
just because it'll be real funny to answer this, since this town had nothing to do with the horror movie Ember. Shermer, Illinois!
No, it was not a John Hughes film.
Not a John Hughes movie? Nah.
No.
Yeah.
It's called Bailey Downs.
I've never heard those words said before.
Me either.
Also, you would think for, like, a Christmas movie, like, make the town something stupid Christmassy, like, ooh, Gingerbread Village, or, like, Kris Kringle Land. Like, make it stupid. Listen, in for a penny, in for a pound. Do it up.
Go in. Go all in. Have you seen A Christmas Horror Story, though?
I have not, but it's on my list.
Okay. See, and that's what the thing, like, the movies that I saw, I was like, I don't think that she's seen these. Christmas Horror Story is really good. We should have done that one this year. Like, I'm kind of sad that we didn't. But it's also anthology, so I'm not sure how you would feel about it.
I love anthologies.
Okay. For some reason, I thought you didn't like them.
No, I love that Halloween one that we did.
Oh, Trick or Treat. Yeah, I remember you liking Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat I like, but didn't we do Tales of Halloween? No, we haven't done Tales of Halloween. We're doing Tales of Halloween next Halloween. That one's probably one of my favorite anthologies.
Yeah.
But I have to say that the original Creep shows are probably in, like, my top 5.
Okay, so yeah, so you do like
anthologies. Yeah, I like anthologies.
A well-done anthology. I don't like any regular movie.
Just can't be throwing shit at a wall trying to make it. But if it's nicely done and cohesive, I enjoy.
Yeah. There's one anthology.
I'm in a pack one, though. Don't get excited. I still love you. Don't get excited.
Well, there's one anthology that's on Shudder right now. All the Creatures Were Stirring or something like that. It's a bad anthology. Like, it had potential, but you don't understand the connection. Like, it's all over the place. We tried and it didn't work. The first story, it was actually a very good concept where I was like, I would like to expand on that and make that into a movie. It was like a gift exchange with these coworkers. And all the gifts are on the table, and they go to open them, and this guy opens his, and it, like, shoots him in the head, and it turns out they're trapped in there, and they have to open gifts. And I'm like, that's freaking cool. But it was just a little short part of the movie, because it's an anthology, and then you don't get any real closure from any of them.
I think that might be my only problem with anthologies. When you're a woman who read Stephen King growing up, you like a long tale. You like a lot of backstory.
You don't get that in anthologies. Although, if it's a good one, you can pick up at a good point in a story and get a good story, but you gotta do it right.
Yeah.
All right, your turn.
Which 1972 movie and 1984 movie have titles that differ by one word?
Oh, God. You said 72 and 84?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Christmas horror.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can think of would be Silent Night, Deadly Night
2. And what's the other one?
And Silent Night, Deadly Night 2?
No, Silent Night, Bloody Night.
Bloody Night, yes. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. I threw this one in for you. Because you like this movie. And we talked about it last year. How long has Clark's brother-in-law, Eddie, been unemployed?
10 years. 20 years. Forever! Since
he's been
unemployed.
It does seem like...
Eddie's never had a job.
he's just unemployed all the time.
Right? Was it something like 10 years?
A little lower.
8 years. 7?
Yes.
7.
Yep. Shitter's full.
I think she's lying.
I mean,
I don't think he ever had. I think like he worked 1 month between years 1 to 7 and 7.
Maybe in 7 years total, like over cumulative.
No. No.
Like counting from the time when he was a child.
Ryan's never. Yeah, exactly. Never bring home unknown pets for Christmas. Or your town just might get overrun by these creatures.
Gremlins.
Yes.
Oh, you took it easy on me.
I really did, Jen. I was being holiday kind, and
you
I'm not
were.
For this again. You're asking like town names, etc.
You said you love trivia, and so I was trying to give you a challenge.
I got it. You guys, I wanted. I do. And it's all good. I'm happy to not win. P.S. She said it 10 seconds ago. I still know the name of the town in a horror movie. I don't know.
It's like, it might as well be, it's also where the Blair Witch took place.
Are you doing that just to hurt me? Just to hurt me.
That doesn't hurt you. You just hate Blair Witch, so
where
I get it.
At to protect me when I need them. Oh, God. You know whom in the group we should have do trivia against each other?
Who?
Jerry and Rent.
Mm-hmm.
That would just be like a nail biter because the two of them just.
Yeah, they know the most random stuff.
Jerry, how do you even remember that? I don't remember what happened the other day. And he's a parent, so he's suffering the same problems I am.
he's also the male parent, so there's that.
As a woman who actually has a husband who does equal, if not some days more than I do.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, he's in there right now. I don't know what they're doing. I closed the door on them, so I think they're playing trains. I'm not really sure.
Aw.
Poor Ed might not be able to get up off the ground. So. or maybe they're playing with the Christmas tree. I don't know. Okay. It's my turn, I guess.
Yeah.
No, you just answered Gremlins. You got to.
Oh, I did. Who is the only character to mention Krampus by name in the movie Krampus?
Is it? It's Nona. She tells them the story.
The grandmother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. They call her Omi.
Oma.
But yes.
Oma.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
See, there you go. Boom.
Oh, one on the board. Fantastic. This 1980 movie had a Santa suited killing off girls and their boyfriends at a posh private school.
Oh, God, we just watched that.
In the group, yeah.
In the group. Oh, what was it called? Was it like All Through the...
You're so close. It is...
All Through the House.
No. Right, it... The title is part of that story, yes.
Oh, gosh.
It's probably the most famous line from that story, if I could give you a hint.
It's funny because all these movies take a line from that, because that other movie that I just mentioned was called Not a Creature Was Stirring.
Right.
It wasn't the Night Before Christmas. I don't know.
Go through Not a Creature.
I'm going through it.
Get down to the end, I would say. Merry Christmas to all, and...
Oh, and to all a good night. Yes.
Well, yeah. I'm not giving you points for that.
No, I don't get a point for that.
No points, though.
Won't take it. All right. What?
Yeah, I stopped keeping tabs of points.
Yeah, we're not. This is just for fun. Yeah. This is just for fun. It's more about the eggnog.
Knockered on the nog.
Just the nog. What Hulu Into the Dark?
Did you pre-make your nog, or do you homemake your nog?
Oh, we buy, because I've never been a nog fan, but okay. A couple years ago, my mom discovered Southern Comfort eggnog.
That one's good.
And it's the most delicious thing ever. So that's...
We get the pre-made Pennsylvania Dutch, and it's very nice. Also, sometimes I take this and I add a little bit more Fireball to it. Very tasty.
That's what I should try. I have Fireball too. And look at me, I'm on E. I'm going to get some when I get up. When I get a refill. When I get my refill. Oh, and I have a book club meeting tonight. I don't know what I was thinking this week. I have so much going on. Anyway, what Hulu Into the Dark film set at Christmas is about a man who gets taken over by a mascot costume?
What show?
Or mascot type. It's a Hulu Into the Dark movie, and there's actually there's a sequel also.
Oh, is this Santa Slay? S-L-A-Y?
No, but I want to see that one.
Okay, then I don't know.
He's like a big bear-looking thing with creepy eyes.
Oh, is this the Pulu one or something?
Close.
Oldie.
Puka. Yes.
I haven't seen it. I've only seen the ads.
It's a good one.
Do you want to say hello? No. Okay. Sorry, guys. TJ did not want to say hello to our viewing audience. Oh, it's my turn. This killer saves a girl from a rape only to turn around and kill her for being naughty.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah, what's the killer's name?
Billy.
Yes.
William! That freeze frame when he gets in trouble, I can't. I was about to give you one about Silent Night, Deadly Night. I'm not going to do it now.
I might actually get it.
Okay. No, I will. Because now we're just winging it now for me. Oh, what other movie did this premiere on the same day as in 1984? Opened the same weekend.
Gremlins.
Mm-mm. It's another famous horror movie. Well, it's an iconic horror movie now at this point.
In 1984. Would that have been...
And it actually outgrossed it by 160 grand. And was playing in more theaters.
Is it
Huh?
Is it one of the Stephen Kings?
No.
No.
It's got a little song to it. Dun, 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 dun.
Friday the 13th. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes, there you go.
Guys,
there you go.
It's just fine.
Yeah. So that premiered that... opened the same weekend as Silent Night, Deadly Night, and Silent Night, Deadly Night actually did better in theaters.
Does that mean Nightmare on Elm Street came out during the holidays?
Yeah.
But also, how did Silent Night, Deadly Night, it could have only done better opening weekend because it was pulled.
Like, yeah, the, yeah, it did. And it was in twice as many theaters.
Gotcha.
At least we know the sequels for Nightmare on Elm Street were way better. Oh, my God. I tried to watch that third.
There's too many sequels to Silent Night, Deadly Night.
They just, and that third, the second one is good. The second one is worth watching. That third one, I haven't even finished it, but that stuff was weird.
Was we like, did it during a watch party, but our Harry was very drunk and called me. And so me and him talked through the entire movie. And both of us, every time we'd look up at the screen, would be like, anything would happen.
Wait, who?
Harry.
Fleckenstein? He's called me during movies before.
Yeah.
November 16th is when it came out. Silent Night, Deadly Night, and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Those are decisions as a studio I wouldn't have made either way. But this is why I don't run a movie studio.
I mean, you couldn't be any worse.
What other movie featured a killer named Billy?
I feel like that was such a common 80s killer name.
I will give you a hint that...
It's Black Christmas.
Yeah, it's already Black. Yeah.
Billy?
Billy? Then in the second one, all that talk about Agnes.
Agnes. How do you look at a baby and name her Agnes?
I mean, well, poor Agnes had some issues.
Oh, that is also true. Very true.
Jen, while you're looking at those, what are your holiday planitos?
Well, every year for Christmas Eve, we have people can come to my parents' house. Usually, sometimes we get a hotel room. This year, we're just doing it at our house. And anyone who, like, because in LA, most people are from out of town. So anyone who's not making it back home, like,
gotcha. We just
have everybody over, and it's like an open door thing. My mom makes tortilla soup. It's a lot of fun. We've been doing it for, like, forever. So we're doing that Christmas Eve. Probably going to go see a couple movies this week with the family, like Kingsman and Matrix, and then
West Side. Everyone said West Side was so good. I want to see West Side so bad.
West Side Story?
Mm-hmm. I was in a town production of West Side Story.
Nice. I saw Spider-Man yesterday. So good. It was so good.
Everybody keeps saying that.
Loved it. Loved it.
You know how I feel about theaters, so.
Yes. What are your holiday plans?
Christmas Eve, it'll just be the three of us, so I'm going to make some fishies. I'm going to make a lemon flounder and shrimp dish over rice pilaf with probably green beans. And then Christmas Day, I'm having my parents, my brother, and my uncle, and I'm going to make prime rib, mac and cheese, and I'll have my dad bring a vegetable.
Nice.
Yeah. Is my house in any shape to have guests in 4 days? No. Am I working over 40 hours in the next 4 days? Also, yes. So, don't know how this is happening, but we'll figure it out.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless us, everyone.
All right, I have one. Who is the voice of the ginger dead man?
Who is the voice of the ginger dead man? Is it someone famous?
Yes. Wait, is it? Damn it, I thought it was an easy question. Maybe I'm incorrect. Because I haven't seen the movie, so. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, I thought you'd seen it. Because you mentioned it when I was mentioning movies.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, he's the first person, he's the first credited person, so I assumed that he was the voice of him, but I could be entirely wrong. I'm guessing that he is.
I looked it up. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Fine.
This is atrocious, and the ginger dead man kind of looks like him. It's Gary Busey.
Yeah. Yes.
Now I feel like I wasn't drunk enough to absorb this information, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. I want to see that movie. He looks freaking insane.
Yeah, that looks insane. I can't. In this 1980 movie, a toy maker, sick of being belittled at work, has a mental breakdown and decides to go on a Yuletide killing spree.
Ruh-roh. That's okay. So when we said Silent Night, Deadly Night, that's the movie that I was thinking of. We did a watch party for it, but I can't remember the actual. Is it Christmas Evil?
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
You are owning this tonight.
I don't know. Like, when we said Silent Night, Deadly Night, that's the movie that I was thinking of. And I was like, wait. And then when I started watching it, I was like, that's not the same movie. It's Christmas. That's Christmas Evil. Got it. Okay. What, just in general, what's your favorite Christmas horror movie so far? To date.
It's always going to be Gremlins. It's never not going to be Gremlins.
Okay. Gremlins. Gremlins is like actual like horror. Like, scary.
How dare you?
This is not, you can be offended, but Gremlins is not, like, scary horror. It's not, ma'am.
Tiny little green monsters are attacking the town. I don't, just because, see, here's my thing. Just because there wasn't a lot of gore doesn't mean it was scary. It wasn't scary.
No, you don't have to have gore to be scary. I didn't say that. They killed one person and she deserved it. Two people, the teacher.
Oh, by the way, speaking of, Chris let us know that it was a sandwich too close to the cage. I had completely forgotten about that.
Yeah.
But you asked me for my favorite and that's my favorite.
Okay, all right, fine.
Here's
Fine, it counts.
What's your favorite?
You know what it is.
Krampus.
Yes.
She wants to bone Adam Scott.
No, you're thinking of you, my dear.
Oh, that's right. What are we talking about again? I start to picture him naked. Moving on. Anybody has nudes of Adam Scott.
I know people get us confused all the time, but this is the first time you have.
Keep drinking, Alicia. I'm gonna have 7 batches of cookies to make when this is done. Guys, I totally thought maybe I should just start baking the cookies while we record. Like, just prop it up and see what happens.
We had smell-o-vision. Smell-o-listen?
Smell-o-listen? I think this would be fun for our YouTube viewers.
Yeah. Watch a while.
Watch a bunch of bake.
All right, you're going to get this one. Again, I'm pulling this trivia out of my ass at this point. I'm just looking up random stuff. What tagline, what movie's tagline is, if this movie doesn't make your skin crawl, it's on too tight.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No. It's a Christmas horror. I thought you would have gotten this one. We were just talking about it. With Billy.
Oh, Black Christmas.
Yes. Boom.
I thought you had just veered completely off of Christmas.
No, I'm still sticking to the theme. That's why it's so hard.
I'm doing fine. I got 6 more questions to go here.
I'm sure you do. You go right on ahead.
Good thing is, I just wrote down movies that were in my things and then just made questions.
Which were all even numbers. I'm telling you, there were no odd numbers. There are no odd years for Christmas movies.
At first I thought they were better and then I was like, they're not.
Yeah, and then while I'm looking at all the, I'm like,
it was really just my love of Krampus and my desire to see a Christmas horror story that like blinded me.
And I'm sitting here looking, there's like tumbleweed going by. I'm like, oh, that's it. Nope, even. That's good. Nope, that's an even year. Oh, there's, nope. All right, well, there you go. Struggle bus.
This sci-fi original as billed as a lifetime horror Christmas movie.
Dear Satan.
I'll give it to you because that's what the letter she writes is titled. It's actually titled Letters to Satan Claus.
Oh, Letters to Satan.
But I knew what you meant.
Know, you know I knew. It's fine.
I'm not Alex Trebek over here. I ain't buzzing you for a wrong spelling on a final Jeopardy question.
Let's get you on Wheel of Fortune for that, though. Lord, have you seen those where people say the wrong thing?
I mean,
it's the saddest.
People say the wrong thing, and all the letters are fucking
right there. That's why they can't give it to you, because they're like, it's literally right there if you don't say it correctly. One, it was like supposed to be flamenco, and he said flamingo.
Who doesn't love a flamingo dancer?
It was something like that, and he lost. It's so sad.
I'm sorry.
You have to say it exactly correct, or you, like, if you add an S.
Western people are not the wisest bunch of contestants ever. By the way, how are we not on Supermarket Sweep? Like, I feel like Leslie Jones would adore us. And you are so how to sweep a store.
I used to love that show.
I don't understand why all these people are pushing carts with two hands. You run and grab, run and grab, run.
Grab, just sweep your arm and just
sweep. Well, no, because there is an item limit you can't go over.
Oh, is there? Boo.
Yeah, in the original Supermarket Sweep, I kind of understood it more. Because you weren't, if you drop something, you had to stop and put it back on.
Oh, yeah. Now,
Leslie Jones, she mad cool. She'll have those crazy ass rules. So push with one.
Yeah.
Don't just be standing in aisles looking for stuff, too. If you're looking for one of her list items, look and pull, look and pull. It don't matter. It's all money.
Yeah.
It's all,
it doesn't matter. You just want the volume. You just want the volume.
Just throw it all in, guys.
Yeah, I've applied for that show twice. I was asked for a video audition, but then it was just before COVID and we didn't get the video in. Ugh, I do want to be on that show.
Well, we should do it together. I'll come out.
You have to come to LA, yes. Yes, ma'am. I mean, you'll get this one. What movie has the famous quote, garbage day? You don't know that one? Keep thinking I'm giving you like easy ones.
Garbage day?
Yeah. You haven't seen that referenced? Like, it's referenced a lot, especially in the horror fan group.
And what year did this movie come out?
I hadn't seen it either, but I knew what it was from. 87. It's the one that you just said has too many sequels.
Silent Night, Deadly Night. Two.
Two, yes.
Okay. I haven't seen... I don't count what I did with three as seeing.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of the sequels.
No. Two you should watch. That one's actually... Even though it's 40 minutes of like just recapping the first one.
Yeah, I don't got time for that.
Yeah. But just that last 15 minutes is worth it, because he goes in this little killing spree, and it's pretty hilarious. It's like classic 80s. It's great.
And it's the younger brother.
Yes. And it's another death that we don't want, which I kind of touched on before, but he really puts a jumper cable in a guy's mouth, and that's how he gets killed. Yeah. It's pretty gnarly.
So many ways to die.
So many.
TV show, like, weird
ways. Oh, yeah, 100 Ways to Die. Yep.
That was weird.
Yep. We should have kept a list. We should have been keeping a list of ways that we don't want to die.
We need an assistant.
Yeah. Anybody out there, if anyone has been fan enough to be keeping track of the ways that we don't want to die, if you could just send us that list.
Yeah. Because, you know, Joe DeRosa and Sal... And then Sal and Chris DiStefano, they all share the homeless pimp. And then, Andrew Santino and Bobby, They got Fancy and everyone over there.
Who do we have? No. We couldn't even hold on to Frank. Or
his
Fred.
Name was Fred.
I don't even feel bad because he ghosted us.
He ghosted us.
So alive.
Fred, if you're still alive,
what the hell happened to you? I mean, he was helping us out voluntarily for his portfolio. However, that doesn't mean you should just ghost us
and be like, "Hey, I don't got time no more." Fine, but you just ghosted me.
He was like, "No,
what a record! I've never been ghosted by a man before. I didn't know that this was a thing." I said to one of my clients, she was like, "I was like, yeah, our like." Sound editor just like stopped replying to us, and she's like, "Ooh, girl, you've been ghosted." I was like, "Yeah, I've heard about that, but it's never happened to me before."
I wish I could say it never happened to me before. That's all that happens to me. So I don't know what it's like to not be ghosted. So I'm used to it.
I think the people that probably would have ghosted me. I bounced out of them so quickly. it didn't have time to hit. You know, like
you ghosted for it. It was a preemptive ghosting.
They were like two or three. Like they probably would have given it two or three. I was like, "I'm sorry, you seem very nice, but I don't want to continue talking to you. Have a good life."
Like I can see where this is going.
I was like, "Oh, this. I don't think we have chemistry, but nice to have met you. Bye." They probably like would have strung it along for two or three days and ghosted me. I'm not saying like I'm immune to the ghost. I'm saying I bounced
before it could happen.
Yeah. And Fred, I just let it go on too long, apparently.
He got you.
Fred, what? Speaking of interesting weapons in a horror movie, can you name one of the interesting weapons in 2006's Black Christmas?
Ooh, man.
You can picture it.
I know there were good ones, but now you asked me to name them, and now I just drawn blank.
I'll help you. One of the girls gets it as a gift.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't it kind of like Clue when they were all opening these weapons? I don't remember. A unicorn horn?
The unicorn statue, yes.
Nice.
Now,
that was a good clue. That's a good clue.
Wonder how our future body feels.
I don't know what else that said.
But would have been funnier if you went, a narwhal?
A narwhal. My next guess was going to be a dildo headband.
Now I want to see someone use that in a horror movie. God damn it. Joe, talk to us. We've got some ideas for you. Oh, by the way, I was talking to Joe the other day, and we're going to have him back on in the new year. He's excited.
Sweet. Sure. I'm sad that we didn't have his friend on who did Better Watch Out. I'm like, I wish I had known.
We can still have him on.
We can, but I'm just saying we already talked about his movie, which it would have been cool to have him on talk about.
Let's be glad that we really liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm embarrassed.
I need to, like, show it. Yeah, we try to stick to movies that we've seen before we have people.
Yeah. But we've only done that once, Ryan, and that was because it wasn't here in the States yet.
Yeah.
Everything else we've seen. By the way, speaking of, Debbie needs to be cast in something new. I need to see her on something. I miss her, right?
I love her.
Casting directors, why aren't you using her? She's fantastic. Get your heads out of your asses. Just saying.
Wonderful. She is. And what movie does Dee Wallace have to protect her family from a crazy stranger at Christmas time?
Dee Wallace, Stranger. Christmas time.
It's a relatively new one. And it's on Shudder.
Is that the lodge? No.
No.
No. Sorry, I know who the lodge is. Wait, Oh. Dead End.
No. Wait, what's Dead End?
That's the one where they, like, go down the wrong street, they pick up a hitchhiker, and they go very wrong.
Oh, how does that ever go wrong?
No one knows. 30,000 movies about hitchhiker killers later, and people are still doing it.
Still doing it. Okay. It has a color in it, in the title.
Red Christmas.
Yes!
Woo-woo! You guys, this is not a good showing for Alicia.
It's fine. We're really just here to drink and talk. The trivia is background.
Did I show you the cake my boss had made for my birthday?
No.
I thought I
put it... Wait, did you know? I think you did. Yeah, I think I saw it in the group.
Yeah. So, it was chocolate with a peppermint cream cheese frosting, which was just to die for. Lisa really did the damn... She put her foot in it as...
I love peppermint.
Some cooks would say. And then she made it white, and then she colored.
Yeah.
Rest of the frosting, and blood dripped it around the edge. It was to die for. Oh, she also makes some of the best rainbow cookies on the planet.
Look at that. You had a whole celebration going on.
I did. I'm 40, y'all. I'm 40.
Woo woo. How does it feel? Different than 39?
Absolutely not.
Same thing. Same
shit. Although I think I need a stronger retinol, maybe. I don't know. Is it my turn? Oh, yeah. I just answered Red Christmas.
Yes.
So, speaking of Alicia Silverstone, her and some kids are stuck in a cabin. Things go horribly wrong in 2020. What's the name of this movie?
I know the movie. However, Alicia Silverstone does not get stuck in the... It's the lodge.
Oh, she's not the one stuck in it?
No. No.
She's not the stepmom?
No, she's the mom.
Oh.
I thought she
was the stepmom.
Yes. Oh my god, that, yeah.
Then why is she second billed?
Because it's Alicia Silverstone, and if they said the other chick, people wouldn't... It's for... So people will watch it. But... Yeah, what? Yeah, Alicia.
Because the other one's in the movie the whole time.
Yeah.
I really thought that was going to be Alicia Silverstone.
You got to watch it, though, because. Huh?
It's good. What
movie? It's a slow burn. Like,
which you know I love. What are we watching tonight?
I don't remember.
I'm not watching either of these. I don't know. It's 80s night, but I don't even know why I thought I had time to do that.
But you should definitely check out the lodge.
Yeah, it looked good. I like that kid. He was Billy in It.
In It, yeah. He's adorable. I like him. It's one of those interesting ones. Like, I would watch it again. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, it's the best movie. Like,
right.
But it's interesting. And it's worth a watch at least once.
I do like a slow burn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah, let me know when you watch it, because, I don't want to spoil anything, so I'm not going to say anything, but holy crap.
I saw Alicia Silverstone in the credits. I really thought she was the stepmom.
Nope, she's the mom.
Also exciting, we're going to do a crossover with Shane and Jay from Make Us Shudder in the premiere, so that'll be fun. They're some friends of ours. We're going to talk about a Shudder Horror exclusive movie. Mm-hmm. And see what happens. And I think it'll be fun because it's two boys versus two girls. Matt, Drew, we're not cheating on you, Sima.
It's in public.
It's in public, guys. Don't worry. We'll see you when we get to TFW. They're excited they finally get to meet the Gen Dog.
Yeah.
The sequel to this movie takes...
Oh, and back to trivia.
The sequel to this movie takes place in New York City.
That's Gremlins.
That is a Gremlins.
Yeah, yeah.
I should like to say to our listening audience, I feel like I made these questions super easy.
You did.
Super easy. Jen's like trying to stump the Alicia. I'm like, it's Christmas. What the fun?
Well, we need to establish it. When you say trivia, I think you want like...
Jen's like...
A challenge.
No.
I mean, and even then, I wasn't trying to make them challenging. It's just that I had very little movies to work with, and I don't know what you've seen.
What's the main liquor, or the most popular liquor, used in eggnog?
Isn't it rum? Mm.
Mm. I thought it was whiskey.
Oh, no, I was asking. I don't know. It could be, yeah, whiskey. It could be whiskey. Oh, but I'm going to try Fireball, like you said.
But it's whiskey.
Here's a movie we need to try next year. It's called The Dorm That Dripped Blood. And it's a 1982 film.
Christmas or no?
It's Christmas.
There we go.
And a group of students stay behind over the Christmas holiday to clean out a dorm that is scheduled to be renovated. One by one, students disappear as an unseen assailant stalks them. In 80s slasher movie fashion, the deaths are inventive and horrifying. For instance, one woman meets her end by being shoved into an industrial pressure cooker.
No. But also, all these movies keep happening when kids have stayed on campus when nobody else is there. Leave
the lesson? The
campus.
Leave. Go home. Go home. Or get a hotel. Just don't stay on campus. You don't have to go home. Just get the hell off campus.
Yeah.
Just get the hell off campus. That is one that I need to watch. So, what did I say it's called? The Dorm That Dripped Blood. What a title.
Write it down.
I'm gonna.
Add it to our spreadsheet. We've now added 20 Christmas movies to our spreadsheet.
Yep.
Yeah, that happened.
Nothing next week, right? We're taking a break next week.
Yeah, we'll be back after the new year.
Yeah.
We're going to take a nice 2 weeks.
2 week break, yeah.
Relax with our families. We just want to say thank you to everyone who has been listening, who listened in season one and has been listening in season two. We appreciate you. You know who you are.
Yes.
All 33 of you. You know who you are. thanks for those big numbers. Actually, our end of the year anchor numbers said we had quite a spike in 2021 over 2020. But that's like, I'll be interested to see 2021 to 2022 because those will be a full 2 years, whereas 2020 was only 4 months. So I'm interested to see the numbers. Whatever holiday you celebrate, make it merry, make it bright, make it safe. Designate a driver. Call an Uber. Don't drink and drive. So don't smoke and drive. Like, don't smoke the weed and drive.
Well, the point is don't
inebriate and drive. Just don't. Just don't, guys. Just don't. Don't undercook your turkey or chicken. Make sure that's fully cooked.
Don't give
anyone fruit cake as a gift. No one wants it.
Nobody.
Nobody. I don't. Not a one. And if anybody tries to tell me, oh, my aunt so-and-so makes the best. No, she don't.
She doesn't.
It's still a brick with dried fruit.
She absolutely does not.
I once saw that you could get fruitcake shipped. And I thought, well, that's just the worst thing I've ever heard.
Like, unless, what?
What's the shipping cost on that brick? Because that's not a lightweight.
Gotta be a hefty price. Gotta be a hefty price.
Also, I've never seen a fruitcake and like in a catalog or something. And, like, yum, yum,
yum. I want that in my mouth. No.
I want to know why this item came to be. Like, certain items on the shelf, like, as much as I'm not particularly for them, like, you understand. Like, the canned hams and stuff. They came across during the Great Depression as a way for people to still get protein while saving money. Right. I don't enjoy it, But mentally, I understand it. I can get behind that company's reason for making that.
Concept, yes.
Yeah, the concept. I don't know who saw just a pound of dry-ass fruit and said, you know what? This beautiful cake batter that I have made needs not chocolate chips,
no.
Not a nice caramel drizzle, not
a frosting,
nice crumble, not a frosting. Let me take these dense, dry fruits and then some wet as shit maraschino cherries. Don't forget the maraschino cherries, people. And let me dump this into this cake. And then I'm not going to cook it till it's perfectly cooked. I'm going to cook it until it's so dry.
Every drop of moisture.
Used as a weapon in a horror. The fact that no Christmas horror movie has some guy just hurling a
fruitcake. Just chucking fruitcakes at people.
They go down. I mean, wow, we are spitting fire tonight. Some directors need to get at us. I got some kill scenes ready to go.
Just a fruitcake just to the head.
Just to the noggin.
But the head explodes like it's been hit with a shotgun.
Exactly.
And the fruitcake's still intact.
The fruitcake is fine. As a matter of fact, the fruitcake's so fine, somebody picks it up, rewraps it, gives it to somebody they don't like.
Oh, it's amazing. Killer fruitcake.
And it's also something I don't understand because the rest of the Christmas items, dessert-wise, are so amazing.
Yeah.
The Baked Alaska, fabulous. Chocolate cake, 3 different flavors of ice cream. Then a nice meringue around it. I'm going to set that ablaze. Fantastic. We're going to get some cookies. Not only your usual, but we're going to get a nice snickerdoodle in the mix.
Gingerbread.
A Reese's peanut butter cup on that bad boy. A little gingerbread. We're going to throw some peppermint in this stuff. You know, last year for Christmas Eve, I made a peppermint cheesecake that was to die for.
That sounds delicious.
And everybody said, Alicia, this is amazing. This is a fantastic dessert. You know what nobody said? Alicia, you know what your dessert bar needs? Fruitcake. No one said that.
Nobody?
Look, chocolate caramel brownies. Fantastic. I think I'll try one of those. Nobody said, Alicia, I don't see a dried loaf.
You had a good spread. You almost made it. Your spread was almost perfect.
Almost perfect.
You were missing that fruit brick.
If any of you have received a fruitcake as a gift from anybody, I want you to know that that person doesn't like you, they don't care about you, and they don't want you to be happy.
No.
And I
send us a photo. I want to see a photo of this fruitcake.
If you receive a fruitcake this year as a gift, yes, please send us a photo. Speaking of Jen, what is the worst Christmas gift you have ever received?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. I let that stuff go. I try to forget about it. I don't know. I usually get pretty decent gifts. What's the worst one you've ever gotten?
Oh, I think you're going to really appreciate this one. One year, my ex-mother-in-law gave her son and I, at the time, a calendar that she made on Shutterfly of her and her new boo. Just 12 months of her and her new beau.
What?
And if you think that didn't immediately go into my circular filing system, I want you to know it did. Unless
what?
This person is a grandparent and you are making them a calendar of their grandchild or grandchildren throughout the year, nobody else wants a calendar with your face. And a matter of fact, the grandparents don't want you and your spouse in it. Just give them the children. You are unnecessary in that equation also. I just want...
Skip the middleman. They don't care.
Can you imagine the hubris of going to yourself? Here's a bunch of pictures of me and my husband. My new husband, brand new to the family. Just been here a month and a half. Surely my children want you to look at us. This in their home and use it to plan their year. The hubris.
Nope. I gotta look at that for 30 days. Okay, no.
No. No. Although I will say that maybe it was my real estate company, maybe it was my oil company, some company in town sends out the loveliest calendar, and this year's was vintage scenes. So it's a different, like a vintage winter scene event. And this one's very cute, and I'm very excited to put it up this year. Once again, it's a nice watercolor, cheaply commissioned, and has their promotional items on it. That's all the calendar I need in life. I don't need anybody.
Good old Thomas Kincaid calendar.
Old Thomas Kincaid. Yeah. I mean, that was a hard one. Yeah.
That's rugged. Yeah, no, I don't have anything on that level at all.
Right. No, no, most people don't.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Also, ma'am, just a little public service announcement. Unless your wife has said the following words, I want a no appliance.
Oh, no.
Or household item, unless she has specifically asked for it. Like one year I go to Ed, I need the air fryer. And I got the air fryer. And I was very jazzed because I love to cook.
Right.
However, unless, like, one man was like, oh, I'm going to get her a washer and dryer for
Christmas. Yeah, no.
No, that's not a gift for her. That's a gift for the household.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you two agree upon that, that's fine.
I don't know why men need to be told this. That, how does it not occur to you? Like, I don't get it. It's fine.
But they apparently do need to be told this. I don't know.
Well, we've told you, so.
No, you've gotten a public
service
announcement. Also, guys and girls, if you've just started dating somebody, don't spend a lot of money on them. Just don't. Not a great look. Also, don't go, like, too romantical.
No, I have no...
If you've really started just dating them, a nice candle and some fuzzy socks. It says I'd like you to be comfortable. But no. I know you well enough.
I defer. No.
You don't like a fuzzy
sock? I'd rather you not get me anything.
You don't like fuzzy socks?
I do, but I don't want that from someone that's supposed to be romantic. I get fuzzy socks from my mom.
No, no, no. What I'm talking about, you've been going out 2-3 weeks max.
Then don't get me anything.
No, guys, I still want a pair of fuzzy socks.
Well, you're not dating, so you're...
I'm pretty sure I'll get a pair of fuzzy socks, so, and I'll be very happy. Heck,
like I said,
to horror socks.
I'm talking about someone I'm romantically involved with. Anyone can send me fuzzy socks. I love fuzzy socks. Like I said, my mom gets me fuzzy socks year round. I don't want them from someone that I'm romantically interested in.
What would you like from somebody you're romantically
interested? I don't know. I just want them to be creative and something that means something to me, or that they know that I would like. It doesn't have to be expensive or huge or anything, but just.
But I would really like a candle and fluffy socks.
Okay, so that's good. So then that would work for you. I'm saying in general, that's not a sweeping. It's not candle and fuzzy socks for everybody.
No, I'm saying something on that price point level. That's what I'm saying. So if there's an author they like, a book on that price point level.
Okay.
If you see they always have the same bottle of whiskey, replenish the whiskey.
Okay. Well, yeah, that
granted, makes sense. If their whiskey of choice is poppy, don't replace that. Okay. That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm saying look around, but I'm saying the fluffy sock candle combo price point, less than a month of dating, is kind of the price point you want to be at.
Got it. All right.
Yeah.
That's fair, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any holiday trip tips and tricks?
If you're, let's see. Oh, I did this today while I was wrapping. If it's too small, like it won't touch this way or this way, turn it diagonal and then do it that way, and it works. I had a couple things that weren't fitting this way.
That's a really great hack.
Shit. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Even better hack. Bags. Bags for all.
I love wrapping, though. I love wrapping. It's so much fun because I like unwrapping. I use bags for bigger things that are harder to wrap.
Yeah, well, my son is getting a desk from Nana. So we're going to just assemble that and bring it up from the basement. I don't even know how we're wrapping that bad
boy. Just put a bow on it.
Just bow on that bad boy.
Slap a bow on it.
I hate wrapping.
I like it.
Well, here's the thing. Who on Christmas morn has to clean up all the wrapping paper?
Oh, and well.
Yeah.
Our Christmas is all adults, so we all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's okay. Pretty good, but I still don't love it. Also. Wait.
Well, do it as you go. Get a trash. That's what we do. We get a trash bag and put it in as you go.
Oh, you think you can slow down the unwrapping tornado that is a toddler on Christmas morning? I hear what you're saying, and I think I'm going to send him to your house if you think you can slow that train down.
Toddler, I don't know. I've never done Christmas with a two-year-old, so I don't know.
Three.
Sorry.
Yeah. You know what? I'll video it. I'll send you something. You're going to be like, Alicia, you were not wrong. Keep drinking that nog, girl. You're going to need it. Also, I hate, like, I also made a decision that this is my last year with a real Christmas tree. I'm going fake next year.
That's noble of you.
It's lazy of me is what it is.
No. No, it makes sense. You don't want to, I mean, let's be honest. The pine needles are just infuriating.
They haven't started dropping, but I'm waiting for the day, y'all.
Yeah. Well, when you take, even just when you take it out of the hive, it doesn't, if they don't spread during, then they're going to get on the floor while you're taking it out.
The one thing I am very grateful for is the room we put it in is the family room, which is off the deck. So oh, nice. Literally all contained to one room, which is a blessing. Nice. But that's the room that has the right now defunct wood burning stove that I don't want to be defunct anymore. So when that gets fixed, I don't want the fire hazard that is a real tree in that room.
Yeah.
Is my main concern.
Makes sense.
What do you guys have, real or artificial?
We used to do real all the time, but now we have a fake one.
Yeah, it's just better.
Yeah, my brother has a real one in his apartment.
How's that going for him?
He likes real. It's great. He just put it up. It's got tree lights on and everything.
Does he have a cat?
What? No.
Oh. Always love to see pictures of cats with the tree.
In the trees. I don't know what that is all about.
It's my favorite thing to scroll.
They only like things that are not meant for them, literally. Like,
yes.
That's their face. It's just, if it's not meant for them, then it's exactly what they wanted. If we went and bought a whole tree for the cat.
Yeah. They would ignore that completely.
Wouldn't touch it. Wouldn't want not a thing to do with it.
My client showed me the picture the other day. Tiny kitten. Maybe this big. And you see her little face. She got halfway up the tree. No, but everybody was looking for the kitten. They're like, where's the new kitten? Where's the new kitten?
And Christmas like, trees are not.
They're like, where? They're like.
In the tree.
They're like, come out. And she's like, yeah.
I'm good. No, and Christmas trees aren't, like, easy to navigate on the inside. Like, it's a lot of branches close together.
These cats.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it.
Oh, this will come out before Christmas. I was going to ask what you got your parents, but they'll hear this before Christmas, so we won't do that.
They're not going to hear this. They won't listen to our podcast.
Oh.
Also, this comes out, oh yeah, I guess Friday.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Michael loves to listen and then give constructive criticism because, you know, he owns a very successful podcast of his own. So he has a lot of input and insight. Love you, Dad.
Yay.
Your constructive criticism is always appreciated here at Horror and Heal.
Always.
Always. He, like, didn't get our, like, Christmas vacation bit last year. He's like, it's not a horror movie. I'm like,
we know.
I'm like, I'm aware.
Yeah. We can do what we want. It's our podcast.
Exactly. Yeah, I say the month of Valentine's Day, we just find cheesy rom-coms to talk about.
That'll go over really well with our 54% male audience.
Our audience is that because they're just hoping at some point you're going to get drunk enough to take your shirt off.
No, it was 54 before we had visual.
Oh, okay. It increased once they saw your beautiful face. No. They're not here for the hot mom energy that I'm. good times, guys. I love eggnog so much.
According to our thumbnails, neither of us is the reason. Those stupid thumbnails.
Let's not discuss.
Why do they always pick the worst moment to freeze? So bad.
Guys, I don't know.
I'll be glad when
Skype gets you all know. I don't even know our YouTube like username and password if I want to upload something. I know nothing.
Oh, well, I'm not giving it to you now.
Jen carries the podcast. I just show up with the good fruitcake jokes, y'all.
What?
I need to know when the fruitcake was
invented?
Yes. Any guesses?
It was probably as soon as God cast Satan to hell. He was like, and you can eat this.
Oh. Guys. 1400s. This monstrosity's been around for a while.
That's probably when they've all were cooked, were made, and then they've all just lasted.
Okay, see, here's centuries. The thing. Right, well, here's what it says. Crusaders and hunters were reported to have carried this type of cake to sustain themselves over long periods of time away from home. We have technology now. We don't need that.
We don't need it. Why is it still around?
Why has it lasted? What was the other thing I was just, oh, I know, I was just about to look up. Mary. Well, I just had a baby in a barn. So thanks to everyone who brought gifts, the gold, the perfume, all things babies love. Also, the child who inexplicably played drums, like right in my face. This was great.
Thanks. Everything I needed.
And I've been saying that for years.
That's what I did.
Wise women.
Yeah, I had another.
Grown up, they would have brought some diapers, some wine for the new mom, a couple actual swaddling cloths, maybe some wood to heat the goddamn ball. I mean, come on. Oh, by the way, the Ronald McDonald's. First of all, was I drunk when I looked at that? Because you guys, I was like, the hamburger. Ed, the hamburger.
I was like, the hamburger burglar is not a hamburger. It's not. But okay.
You guys, at some point, so Jen posted a video of the original McDonald's group of people. So Ronald, Hamburglar. I never remember what the orange guy is called. Then the cop. And apparently the other hamburger was Mayor McCheese.
Yes.
Chris had to let me know. I was like, the Hamburglar and the cop are both hamburgers? And the whole group was like, no, Alisa. And I was like,
no.
I got to stop drinking, apparently. I was like,
Alisa, the hamburger is a human being. I double looked, though, before I said anything. I was like, let me double check. But I'm pretty sure the hamburger is a human.
Chris was like, that's Mayor McCheese. I'm like, you're right. It's so dumb. I forgot about it. Well, and what is that big purple guy called? Grimace.
Grimace.
What Grimace. Was Grimace. He?
Just a perf. I don't know. A monster thing. I think maybe because Muppets were big at the time, so they just wanted a Muppet-looking thing. Who knows?
But also, like, you're sitting in the McDonald's ad agency, and they're like, guys, we need some promotional characters to really kick us through this goal line. And some dude is like, I got it. Got it. Hear me out. We're going to have some criminal stealing the burgers. We'll have a cop and a mayor. They'll be the burgers. Yep. We'll just have some.
So this town is cannibalistic?
And to top it off, we're just going to have a creepy looking clown. He looks like he might molest your child. It'll be okay.
Fine.
And McDonald's was like, sold. That sounds fantastic.
Love it. So the burgers.
Some fries in a box with legs.
Wait.
And the call today.
The burgers are eating. Isn't that cannibalistic? Because the hamburger is stealing regular burgers. So the burger-headed people are eating little heads. Little.
I just assumed they ate the chicken nuggets.
No, but he's a hamburger. He's stealing burgers. So if he's under arrest, that means that the town serves burgers.
I just thought they didn't eat them.
Then why? But why are they there?
Just like a chicken doesn't eat other chickens.
But this is a town of burger-headed people. Why are they, like, why do they...
Jen, you're asking questions. I don't got answers. I wasn't in this.
That's why it's creepy, because they're cannibals. They're eating little versions. What?
Creepy. Jen, it's definitely creepy.
That's all creepy.
We also had Gumby.
Gumby, yep. Gumby came to my house for my birthday once. He scared me.
I was going to say, that's truly terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. He was huge.
I know, I love Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Don't get me wrong. But some of those claymation things. And look at Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean, even those elves were a little like, okay.
You know, I've never seen that or Jack Frost or any of those claymation Christmas thingies. The only claymation Christmas I've ever watched as a kid was the California Raisins special. That we used to watch all the time. The Pee Wee's Playhouse special and then the California Raisins Christmas special.
Do you know I saw the California Raisins on ice once?
That's amazing. Was it everything you hoped it would be and more?
No, I got roped into so much shit just for being a Girl Scout back in the day. Did you say Nog is your favorite of the holiday beverages?
Now? And if we're talking specifically SoCo, yes.
Okay.
But I also like a spiced apple cider.
For some reason, my spiced, and I love it. In my head, that is my Thanksgiving.
I mean, it can go the whole time and go Thanksgiving through Christmas.
For Christmas, I do love to pivot to a nice peppermint schnapps or Bailey spiked hot chocolate.
Yes.
Big fan of that.
I just got a Smirnoff peppermint vodka. That's what I was shooting on your birthday, and it was pretty good.
You can shoot things with whipped cream. I cannot do that. And I love whipped cream. I can't, especially, I think maybe if it was a cream-based item with the cream, but the cream with a non-cream item, that would not be a good look for Alicia. I know my limitations in life.
That's good. You know, I just trying to see what it tastes like. And it was actually pretty good. I liked it. No,
but I do think I throw some of that bad boy in a hot chocolate.
A hot chocolate.
With some whipped cream. Oh, I'm happy. Yes.
All the girls talking about pumpkin spice, my thing is the peppermint hot chocolate at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of the peppermint mocha frappuccino.
I go get my peppermint hot chocolate. I haven't had one this year. I should get one. Peppermint hot chocolate is a way to go.
7-Eleven came out with it, too. Anything else we want to talk about before we let these beautiful people go enjoy their holiday season?
I think we're done.
Oh, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Probably Merry Christmas by NSYNC. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Oh, yeah.
I love that song.
That's our jam. Yep. And do you have a least favorite holiday song?
It's the Christmas song. The one that's called The Christmas Song.
Oh, Chestnuts. By Bing Crosby?
Yeah, Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire. I feel like that one's been so over. There's only like 5 Christmas songs. I don't understand why people are still singing the same
you
song.
You think that's more overplayed than the diva queen hate bitch herself, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Yes.
Every time that comes on, Alexa, I scream at work, Alexa, skip. The whole town
does. I love that song, so I'll listen to it all the time. But I don't hear it all the time. That the Christmas song has so everyone, because everyone sings it. So you just always on because everyone's got a version of it. Hers is the only version
maybe
that they
it's
have.
A Long Island thing, since she's a Long Islander, we're just inundated with it more.
Could be.
Oh, made it. Statistically, though, now I understand what you're saying about the Christmas song perhaps being overplayed. Statistically, it's a good song. It's well written. Nice notes. Mariah Carey's statistically not great.
You mean technically?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, you're saying statistically, so I was trying to know what you mean, like, people.
Sure.
I don't know what you mean.
It sucks ass is what I'm trying to
it
say.
It does not suck ass. I love that song. And I think people like to hate on it. What? Because it's an easy target.
To be fair, I don't like any of her songs, so I think I just don't enjoy her as a performer.
Oh, well, there you go.
In general.
Yeah.
But I am telling you that our local radio plays it ad nauseum, as does Miss Alexa's holiday favorite station. So there's that.
That's why I make my own list.
I do, but at work I have no choice. I'm at the mercy of her. So to let you get to your book club, what time is book club?
6:30.
So in 20 minutes.
Is it 6:10? Yeah, 15. All right.
Yeah. Bye. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Oh wait, we got to at least do a sign off here.
Guys, just gotta get to book club.
I can cut this out, but we can't just be like, hey, bye.
Goodbye. No, leave this all in. This is exclusive content. You can't get anywhere else.
All right, guys. Well, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Be safe out there.
Happiest of New Year's, and we'll see you in 2022.
2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.